Sorrow covered her ears with both paws and roared.
Enough! I can't stand no more of that caterwauling. Give that hare a drink. Give every beast a drink.
Fenner passed the canteen around, allowing each of the group one good mouthful. Horty was on to his second swig when the otter snatched the canteen from him and stopped it.
Your great guzzling gizzard, don't you know when to stop?
Horty gave him a hurt look and belched.
Beg pardon, sir. Miserable blinking bangtail, I barely wet me lips, what?
Bragoon grabbed the young hare by his fluffy tail scut and tugged hard.
One more word and you'll be wearing this as a bobble twixt your ears. Now belt up and march.
It was hard, hot and dusty out on the flatlands, but they trekked doggedly onward. Even the breeze was like the heat from an open oven door, with neither shade nor shadow to shelter from the ruthless eye of the blazing sun. It soon became an effort to walk. Bragoon licked his dry lips. Dropping his pack, he crouched down on his hunkers.
I tell you, mates, I never knew a day could get so hot. We'll rest here a while.
The aged squirrel set about making things comfortable. She laced their cloaks together and made a lean-to. Weighting one end of the cloaks with their supply packs, she propped up the other end with two travelling staves.
That'll give us a bit of shade. Get under it and we'll take another drink. Maybe we'll have a nap till it gets cooler. Then we can travel in the evening.
The otter dug a beaker out of his pack.
Good idea, mate. Fenner, pass me the canteen. I'll measure our drinks out so no beast gets any less.
Here he glanced at Horty.
Or more than the others.
They were each allowed one half beaker, which they sipped gratefully. Horty quaffed his off in a single gulp.
Beat measly, what? Where's the food?
He was the only one who felt like eating. The others stretched out and tried to rest. Fenner watched the hare stuff down candied fruits.
That will make you even thirstier. The sweetness will start you wanting to drink more.
Horty waggled his ears at her.
Oh, pish, tash and folderol, miss. I like eating, don't you know?
Bragoon opened one eye, remarking ironically.
You like eating? Really? I'd never have known if you hadn't told me so. Put that haversack back on the cloak ends or the wind'll blow our shelter away.
Springall dreamt she was back at Redwall, paddling in the abbey pond, cool, wet, bank sand slopped between her footpaws as she splashed happily about. Sister Portula and the abbot came strolling across the dewy lawn. Although the mousemaid could hear what they were saying, their voices sounded different.
All gone! Every flipping thing is confounded well gone, what?
Springald wakened to see the reddish evening light through clouds of dust. Horty was stamping about outside the lean-to entrance, sobbing hoarsely.
Every blinking drop to drink in every mouthful of scoff. God, God, we've been robbed. Flaming well looted.
Bragoon grabbed the hare and shook him.
Stop that bawling. Calm down and tell us what happened.
Springall gathered round with Fenner and Sarabando to hear Horty's woeful tale.
Couldn't sleep, you know, too belly hot, what? I was jolly thirsty too, so I got up and went outside to get the canteen out of the haversacks. Some blighters filched the lot. They've left rocks in their place. Go and see for yourself.
It was true. Five rocks sat holding down the rear of the lean-to, where the five packs of food and drink had been stowed. Sorrow held up her paws.
Be still. There may be tracks, paw prints or drag marks.
She went down on all fours, eyes close to the dusty earth, nose twitching as she sniffed. A moment later, she stood up with a look of disgust on her face.
Nothing. Not a single trace. Must have been an experienced thief who did it.
Bragoon commented wryly.
A beast would have to be clever to survive in this wasteland. Well, that's it. No good weeping over stolen supplies. We'll just have to get on with it. While 'tis dark, the weather's cooler, so we'll travel by night, at the double. Right, Sarrow?
The old squirrel nodded and began issuing guidelines.
Aye, mate. March fast and silent, no talking. We don't know what's out there in the darkness. 'Tis strange territory, so stick together and hold paws. There'll be no time for resting.
She wagged a stern paw at the young hare.
Listen good, Horty. This ain't a game anymore, see? If you start yammering on about food and drink or causing any upset, ye'll be risking our lives. Just march, do as you're told, and shut that great mouth of yours. Do you hear?
Horthy placed a paw over his own mouth and drew the other paw across his throat in a slitting motion. Springall nodded.
I think he's gotten the idea. Quick march!
Off they went into the day's last crimson-tinged twilight, without food, drink, or any hope of rest. The five small figures were dwarfed by the immensity of a dust-blown, trackless desert. Hidden eyes watched their departure, and sinister shapes rose from the earth to follow the questers.